Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The rug was pulled out from underneath her. She didn't feel confident. She didn't know if she could make it. Yet she rose like the phoenix, leading herself and her family into a new beginning. And you can too. Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show Lady Boss knows what women want: to be free to speak their voice, live in financial freedom, and build businesses that radiate wealth, leaving legacies we can be proud of. Join Cornelia, Dana, and Chris the first and fourth Friday every month as they raise the roof to inspire confidence in all women.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Lady Boss. I am with my superstar Lady Boss, Miss Chrissy D. Welcome, Chrissy D, to the show.
Thank you. Hi, everyone.
Hi, it's great to see you. I just want to let everyone know that we are doing a recap today of last month's show when we talked about how you went from living, being married and going along your married life and feeling like everything was well, to living in the back seat of your car, to where you are today and what it is that you're doing today. And that is empowering women. But before we get started on this, Miss Chrissy D, I want to tell the audience a little bit more about you and your background and where you came from. And basically what you were doing when you were living in the backseat of your car, and prior to, you have always been an influential woman, an entrepreneur, and a self-made business person. A woman who believes in making a difference in the world and helping others who can't always help themselves. Miss Chrissy D brings her personal power, her knowledge to us. Her mission is to empower and to educate us, to make sure that we know our worth, our value, to help us protect our worth and to own it. Miss Chrissy D is the mother of three and the grandmother of two. As an entrepreneur, she has built few businesses, including a music school, giving the gift of music, working with kids and helping them shine. Also, a successful multi-level marketing company, specializing in health and nutrition and skincare. Chrissy is the co-founder and former CEO of Put Kids First. This was a nonprofit organization that was dedicated to children's safety issues through community involvement, education, and legislation. They lobbied for the National Sex Offender Registry in Canada. Miss Chrissy D spent years educating herself and everyone she could about sexual predators of children after a little girl was abducted and murdered in her own hometown. She spent years fighting to wake up the politicians to help protect our children. She soon realized that it was a lot of time wasted and needed to put the power into the hands of the parents. She recorded a CD to educate and teach parents what they could do to protect their children. She has speaking engagements at schools, Rotary Club, public events, and appeared on many news programs and talk shows. Now, Miss Chrissy D works with highly vulnerable people living with mental health, addiction, and homelessness. Through her own experience, crisis, which that Chris went through, she understands the effects of trauma and the need for help and understanding. She's also getting ready to launch her newest venture, and we're going to unveil that newest adventure here. Stay tuned, ladies, because all you need to know, we're going to share this information with you so that you can be empowered. So, Miss Chrissy D, you have been doing this kind of work for a long time, and that is really standing up and empowering people to protect themselves, to protect their children, to protect their value, to protect their worth. Isn't that right?
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah. And now I want you to take us back to that time and just kind of give us a recap of what took place during that fated time. It was during Christmas time. You came home and all the locks were changed on your house, and everything changed within a blink of an eye, and your whole entire life was turned upside down. Give us a recap and let us know what took place.
Okay. I had just come home from taking my son to basketball, last minute shopping. I'd set the table for Christmas dinner, thought everything was going to be okay. And my son, his dad took him right out of the driveway before we even went in the house, screeched out the driveway and down the road. I went in the house and I immediately knew things were very wrong. Furniture was missing. Stuff was all over the floor. The table that I had set for dinner, all my stuff was thrown on the floor. Things were broken. I went around the house. I ran upstairs. My son's passport was gone. All the money we had in the house was gone. His clothes were gone. His suitcase was gone. It was absolutely sheer panic for me. I didn't know what was going on. So neighbors came over. Trucks had been there that day packing up stuff while I was out with my son. Locksmiths were there. My neighbors and friends told me to call the police. And that just started this whole ugly mess of completely irrational stuff that you don't think you would ever, ever have to deal with.
Yeah. So, when I listen to it, you know, this is one of the reasons why I wanted to bring you on the radio, so that you can share your story, because so many women have since written to us and you know, contacted you, and also, you know, we're saying that this is something that has happened either to them or to their mothers. And just in a little while, I pulled up one of the stories this morning from YouTube because I want to share the story that was written in. And there were others too. But ladies, if you have a story that you can identify with Miss Chrissy D, feel free to call us up at 1-800-930-2819. We want to hear from you, because part of our healing that takes place and our empowerment happens when we unveil and reveal the unjust and unjust things that have happened to us, the traumatic experiences, because that is, you know, the things that we've all had to endure and go through, but it's also the things that make us stronger. So, Chris, when you were talking about that day when you came home, I just feel the pit, you know, like this pit in my stomach, right? Like, what were you feeling? Like, you must have been walking through the house feeling like, what the hell just happened here? Where's my stuff? Like just this horrible feeling of you didn't know what was going on, but basically your husband that you had the perfect marriage with, because you guys were seen in the community as an ideal couple.
We were known as the power couple.
You were known as the power couple. So you were seen in the community as the power couple. And so all of a sudden you can't come home at Christmas time. You lived in a very well-to-do neighborhood. You were living on top of the hill. Your house was more than 3,500 square feet. All the things that I talked about in your bio, you were doing together with your husband. And all of a sudden you come home. He's gone. Everything out of the house is gone. The locks are changed. He didn't communicate anything with you. And now all of a sudden you were there by yourself to put the pieces back together or try to even figure out what was going on here.
I think it's more even trying to figure out what was going on. And you're instantly thrown into trauma. It's instantly absolute crazy. And you've got no tools to figure out what's going on and what am I supposed to do? There's nothing you can do because you don't even understand what's happening. And now all of a sudden you've got to figure out what's happening. And then you've got to do the next step where you've now got to figure out what to do to become normal and to go through your daily life while you've got this absolute knot in your stomach. You are sick. You are sick. You are dizzy. You're confused. You're scared. You're so scared that you can feel it on your skin. And I've never been so afraid.
I mean, your body, like when I'm listening to this, your body must have been trembling in fear. You know, it's kind of like, it's like a nightmare that you're waking up into. And all of a sudden it's like, you know, what do you do? And you just want to run away from it, but you can't because you have to deal with this huge, huge experience. And this was such a traumatic experience that it really set you back in a way that was just baffled you. Because again, like we talked about, your husband was, you guys were in a decent marriage. Like you said, you had your problems like everybody else, right? But in the community, you were known in the community as the power couple, and you guys have built businesses. You guys had a beautiful home, a beautiful family. Now I want to ask you, you really helped elevate your husband's, character and his status in the world, because I'm curious as to what his level of debt was like before he hooked up with you.
Yes, I really did. When we met, he was living at his parents' home, and he moved into my home, and I didn't realize at the time that he was shortly going to lose his business. I had a lot of money in the bank that I had saved. I didn't realize when he moved in, he had a lot of debt, back debt, taxes, all kinds of stuff. And now he's in my home and we've combined our business and now we're going to lose it. So I brought forward all of my savings and my money. And I made everything right. I saved the business. I paid off tens of thousands of dollars of debt and was happy to do it at the time because I thought we were coming together and we were going to build something and it would all come back to me.
Yeah, you thought you were a team. You thought you were a team. I mean, and when we think about it, Miss Chrissy D, this is what a lot of women have done in the past with, you know, with men, is they have given over, you know, their money, their valuables, their power, especially, right? Given over everything in order to, because, you know, they thought that they were together as a team and that they were on the same page. So it sounds like your husband at the time when you guys got together, he was living with his parents. He had a lot of debt, and you were already well positioned and influenced. You had your own house, you had your own money, your own house, which he ended up taking from you. This is what just makes me want to just jump, like, rah! You know, which he ended up taking for you. Because if you haven't listened to the first show of this, ladies and gentlemen, go back to listen to the first show, how Miss Chrissy D went from married life to listening to living in the backseat of her car, because she talked in that show about how when she ended up going to court. And
before I went to court, I was trying to get a lawyer after he had left, and I had found out. So I was going to use the equity of my house for the lawyer because all the bank accounts had been emptied and credit cards were racked up. The lawyer said, "Well, you've got no equity." I'm like, "What are you talking about?" He goes, "Well, there's this lawyer company. And they have a second mortgage on your house." I'm like, "What? I've never approved that." And so Yeah, before I even knew what was going on, a lawyer had a mortgage on my house without my permission. And I want to make this clear because people always correct me when I tell them that. They go, oh, you mean a lien? No, I don't. I mean a mortgage. A mortgage was put on my house on 100% of it without my knowledge. And it took me 10 months to figure out what was going on. And by then it was too late. My equity was used for his legal team against me in court on my own.
Yeah. And I mean, and this is what is so astonishing. This is what your message is, because really what happened to you could happen to anybody, because, you know, that's why you're coming on to talk about this story and also to help women claim their power and get their pink on with their pink files, which we're going to get into more as over the next segments in the show and then also in the upcoming show, which is going to air again next month. So, but one of the questions that I had for you now is, I was just talking to somebody else the other day and they were telling me in the court system is just so screwed up that, you know, there's so many things that are not, we have so much work to do. We really, really do. If we're going to set up a fair and just system in the world, but ladies, that requires for us to step up into our power and claim our power and be in our authority and not act like victims, right? Even though it's hard, but the more that we gather around each other and empower each other and know what our rights are, and hearing stories like this can help us, because one of my friends just also was going through a court situation just yesterday, and she was, the story of what she was telling me, it's like completely crazy, totally not set up for her to support her and empower her. It was like literally against her, right? Yes. And that's pretty much what it is that you're saying. But Chris, I want to say about the people that were supporting you, like your community and the people that were around you during the time that you were going through this traumatic experience. Tell us about who they are and what they did.
I was actually pretty lucky because I was so involved in the community. I'd had my own nonprofit. I sat on a few different committees with the RCMP and the school and the community consultative group. I was the crossing guard at the school. I coached a lot of the kids for years. I coached at the school. I coached at the YMCA. So I live in a really cool small town. And there's always a festival. There's always a parade. There's always a neighborhood something. So a lot of us know each other. They really rallied around me. And that's a lot that a lot of people don't have. I got lucky. They were bringing me food. They were bringing me food for my pets. They were giving me money to buy my son clothes because he's growing like a weed, right? But interestingly enough, and a lot of my friends were great. But it was interesting because people knew me from before. So they couldn't handle me being so broken and so in fear and so full of anxiety. They expected more from me. A few comments I remember from very educated women. It's like, yeah, I heard what happened. Guess you better go get retrained and get out there and get another job. Let's go. Let's do this. Mm. I couldn't even breathe yet. I couldn't even go out. I was scared everywhere I went. You know, part of what I did in my son, as he got older and aged out of the league, he helped me coach at the YMCA so we could still continue doing something. And I remember being so, I just wanted to scream. I wanted to cry. I wanted to beg for somebody to help me. I wanted to curl up in my bed and never get up, but I had to go to basketball. And I had to put on a big happy smile and say, okay, kids, let's go. And then I would turn around and he would be there, which is not illegal, but he'd never come before. So all of a sudden, you're just scared. And people, while you're dealing with all of this stuff happening to you all of the time, they're like, okay, well, get out there and get a job. Or one of my friends is like, well, what are you going to do about it? I'm like, well, well, it's your own fault. You chose him. You should have seen this coming. You know what he was like with money, or, you know, and it's like, oh.
You know, when I hear you talking like this, I'm going to speak a little woo-woo now. I'm going to add a little woo-woo. But, you know, the whole piece about that you were by the people that were saying, hurry up, get on with it, go out there and get another job. They were speaking again from that masculine energy of going out, put a brave face on, don't feel your feelings, suck it up, get on with it, and be in your masculine energy. And what you wanted to do is you wanted to embrace your feminine. You wanted to break down and totally dive deep into this grief, this deep, deep grief of loss of what you were experiencing. I mean, losing your husband, losing your life, losing your family, losing everything that you had built up. I mean, everything was literally ripped out from underneath you. And there were some people in the community, educated people, that are like, suck it up, get on with it. You chose them, that type of mentality. That is the old patriarchal system of suppressing and numbing our feelings and not building a society where we embrace and honor women and support women and, you know, allow ourselves to feel our feelings and grieve and cry and, you know, dive deep into the pain. Because, you know, you still had to show up for your kids because that's what you're going to do. But you also now needed to show up for yourself. And that is to really allow yourself to be woman. And when we're allowing ourselves to fully be in our feminine, that means like literally breaking down onto the floor and breaking down with our hearts completely bleeding all over the place.
And what I had to do was stuff all of that down and get out there and figure out, where am I going to get food? Who's going to fix my car? How am I going to get my son to school? How am I going to breathe and get through this day so when he comes home, everything's going to be okay? Yeah. Nothing. Yeah. You have to figure out how to be rational in a situation that is so not rational while you're dodging bullets all day long.
Part of the reason why you created Get Your Pink Files, Get Your Pink On, Pink is Power, part of the reason why you created that is because you want to make sure that if this happens to someone else, that you have your protection in place so yes. That then when you need to deal with the other things, that you can also have the space to allow yourself to really process and grieve the loss of whatever the devastation and whatever the trauma is. But when we actually have to, when we have the loss and on top of it, then we have to figure out where to get food and we have to figure out how to get the car and we have to think about the children. These are stories that women have had to deal with for eons. So many women have had to deal with this. But what you're wanting to do right now is making sure that women are empowered, that you don't have to let it get to this point, that actually to be proactive is what you're talking about, Miss Chrissy D, is to be proactive. And you're going to tell us more about the Pink Files, Getting Your Power On, and what that means and how women can actually order their kits through your website and what it is that you'll be offering here. So, you know, when I just hear this story, it just really breaks my heart. Like I said, there's so many women that can identify with this kind of thing. And at the same time, who you are today and where you are today, tell us where you are right now and what you're doing in the world.
Well, like I said, I work with vulnerable people. I've climbed out of this deep, dark hole. But I want to let people know it's great to crawl out of your hole and get going, but it's never the same. It's absolutely never the same anymore. I went from this big, beautiful life to I'm living in a basement suite. My rent is half my income. Life is still really hard. I can't even comprehend being able to buy my own place anymore. I don't have a spot for my kids to come and visit or my grandkids to come and visit. I can't even guarantee hot water when I come home, you know, laundry, any of that stuff. So that's why it's so important for women to protect themselves and to make sure that no matter what happens, they're going to be able to take care of themselves. Because here it is 6 years later. And yes, I'm independent and I'm looking after myself and I have a good life and I've got good friends. But my friends, you know, we're all in our late 50s and early 60s. They're all retiring and going on holidays. I have to budget to even go out for dinner with my friends. And sometimes I have to say, I'm sorry, can't do it till next paycheck. After working for 43 years and making millions of dollars, I can't even go out for dinner with my friends. So, yes, I've dug myself out of the hole, still living with a lot of fear. And as I talk to women, I've been at a couple conferences in this last month. It surprises me how many women are living with fear and anxiety that have to figure out what they're going to do with their kids. And this isn't about man bashing at all. And I love men and, you know, there's good men in my life. So I don't want this to be about that at all. But why is it that I see the women and the kids are trying to figure out how to get by? How was it I was trying to figure out how to figure out a legal system and how to keep my kid fed? Well, the other side has money for a lawyer, had money to get into a nice new condo and go travel while I was so down and out.
While you were completely broken, I mean, I can imagine, you know, what I can only imagine what that is like for you to have gone from where you were to living in the backseat of your car and to where you are right now. But honestly, Miss Chrissy D, where you are right now, and you are rooted in the basement, and you are going to be rising up into your next phase in your life, where life is going to become so much more easier, because you're going to be touring and you're going to be speaking and you're going to be supporting so many women. And while that may still be a little bit out of reach, I'm here to remind you of that big vision, girl. And I'm here to remind you, that's what I see for you. And that's where you're going, because this whole thing wasn't all for nothing. And though, right? And even though it seems like life is still really hard right now, it is. It's hard for all of us because we are faced with so much change. And that's the reason why you really want to support other women so that they don't end up where you did. We're going to take a quick break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about living lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
Tune in to the Astral Insider, your portal for adventure, insight, and growth with Fernando Albert. And get ready to tour the astral realm, expand your life in ways you've never imagined, and call in for the journey of your life with this world-renowned lucid dreamer, astral projectionist, psychic medium, and healer, Fernando Albert. This is every second and fourth Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
If you have a sense that you are meant for more, join Heather Allison every third Tuesday at noon Pacific as she explores an ancient, forgotten energy within us and helps us access our original archetypal blueprint. The Golden Path will help you remember the key to unlocking your life, love, success, and magic you were meant for. A key to unlocking your Golden Path. Visit heather-allison.com.
Welcome back, everyone. We're talking to Miss Chrissy D and how she's telling her incredible story to empower women all over the world on how she went from living in the back seat of her car to where she is today. And she's talking about how life is still hard even after this severe trauma, but she is well on her way. And before we went to break, I was talking about, you know, all the change that we're going through. There's so much change that we're all being, you know, that we're all being exposed to. That right now I have a free online event I want to remind everybody of. And this free online event begins on June 11th at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's two interviews per day. That is a free online event where 11 powerful master speakers are here to support you in these upcoming times of change. When we're being faced with so much change and unexpected events could happen, but if you tap into this field, into the support that's already there, there is support and the speakers that are there, all kinds of things that can help you with changing your mind and changing your life. The place for you to register is changeyourmind.us. Changeyourmind.us. We're giving away lots of free prizes, lots of free gifts. Be sure to sign on, and there's all the support that's there for you. So, Miss Chrissy D, we want to talk about value, our value as women, our value as people. And you made a really great analogy when you were talking to me in the break about, you know, women don't know their value. This is all part of the learning of really releasing the feelings of not being good enough and not having value to claiming their worth. And I am worthy. I am valuable. I am love, which is all true. And so you made an analogy about the value piece. Tell us about that.
If you think about it, everything in the world has value. Everything. If you go to the store and you buy groceries, there's value and you pay for it. You want it, you know the value of it, and you do what it takes to get it. A car is another perfect example. Someone wants a car, they do what it takes to get it. They see the value and they pay for it. What do women bring to the table? Everything. We bring life to the table. We bring a home, a family, building someone up, being there for them, creating life, babies, everything. And what is the value? there's no value put to it at all. It's like when someone trades a car in. They don't just drive the car to the end of the block and blow it up. There's still value. But as women, when we're not wanted anymore, or we're traded for a newer model, which happens a lot, that's just the end of us. And I see over and over again, women and the kids, they've just been tossed aside. They've just been parked at the end of the road and blown up, and that's the end of them. Why do we not value ourselves as much as we value groceries or a vehicle? We need to understand that who we are as women, what we bring to this world, is very valuable. Where would we be without us? And we need to start understanding that, and we need to start putting value on that. And I think once we put value on it, then there will be value. It's not just going to be given to us. This is up to us to do this. It's like the Me Too movement right now, right? It's about us standing up and saying, hey, wait a sec. I've got value. Look what I've done. Look what I've brought. Look who I am. And right. I'm worthy.
Exactly. Exactly. I am worthy. And that I am worthy in your root to know that I am worthy. Because what are we doing? We're releasing ourselves from the old world of being devalued. It's just not acceptable behavior anymore to not be honored, to not be valued. And that is valuing our time, valuing our energy, valuing our relationships, valuing our life force, valuing life. That's what you're speaking of. Not coming from a place of being unconscious about what it is that we contribute and what it is that we bring to the table, like you said.
You know, it kind of scares me. I see a lot of young girls right now because, well, I was always the house where all the kids hung out, right? So I have 3 kids. So I know a lot of these young kids. They're all having kids now. And I see a lot of young women who have come into the relationship. They're married or not married, but in common law relationships, they have apartments or condos or houses. They're having babies and they're giving up their careers. And they are making choices to do that. I think probably because they saw all of us and their parents working so hard, raising kids and working and doing businesses. Maybe they just want something a little bit more relaxed. They want to do it the old fashioned way. And I'm looking at this going, you know what? Your husband's out. You're at home with the kids. He's living his life. And what happens if or when, and there's a good 50% chance it's going to be when, what are you going to do?
That's so true, because actually there is an epidemic right now, because you know that I have a show called The Millionaire Imprint for Women, hashtag Millionaire Me Too, the Me Too movement. And so that's why I'm empowering and educating women to clear and heal their relationship with money. And part of what we're talking about is what you're saying right there, the young women, the millennials that are actually having babies now, and they're giving up their power so that they can stay at home and be moms and raise children. And there's only one breadwinner. Yet in the middle of the night, these women are also in full of anxiety, full of fear, not knowing how the bills are going to get paid and not knowing how it's all going to get done, because the elephant is in the room and they're not talking about money. They're not talking about their pain, because they're not talking about what it is that they're worried about, which is happening. And then also women over 50, it's older women also. So it's an epidemic that is happening all over the place, which what we want to do is inspire and educate women to have a good relationship with money, to be educated and look at their finances and talk about their money and look at everything instead of giving their power away.
And know that they're worthy to have all of that. Seniors over 50 is the highest growing number of homelessness right now. How is it we've done all this work tirelessly 24/7 for all these years and we're all just thrown away and we can't even get a roof over our heads.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we know that this, you know, this is the change that we're going through. And now in this new time, in this new day, in this new earth, we are coming from a place of value, from a place of honor, from a place of worthiness. Now, it doesn't mean that it's easy, and it doesn't mean that we don't have a lot of work to do. We do. But the more that we openly share about the elephants that are in the room, and the more that we share stories like yours, and the more that we share our resources and our tools with each other, and lean into each other, and support each other, honor each other, because the way that we educate and the way that we teach is by example. That is the number one way to teach, not from an intellectual standpoint, but from a way of living it and being it. And the more that each and every woman, man, woman, and child walks and talks and acts from a place of I am worthy, I am honorable, I am love, I am confident, if they come from that place, then that is what's making the world a better place.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to take another break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Are you feeling stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a healthy relationship filled with inspiration? You might just be on the verge of attracting your soulmate. Tune in each month to The Laura Richer Show, where dating coach Laura Richer and co-host matchmaker Peggy Bennett share tools for using your dating breakdown for a relationship breakthrough. For more information, visit richerhealinghypnosis.com.
I have struggled with anxiety my entire adult life. My mind was constantly filled with feelings of dread and negative thoughts about myself. But then I completed Dr. Friedemann's Breakthrough Program and can't believe how much my life has changed in just a few months. Dr. Friedemann's methods are different from anything I've ever tried, and they make so much sense, and more importantly, they work. I can never thank Dr. Friedemann enough for his guidance and wisdom. Visit theempowermentsolution.com and find out how his Breakthrough Program can help you transform your life.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Main. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmain.com.
Well, Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. I'm with my co-host, Miss Chrissy D. I just want to let you all know, when you're watching this video later on, and you're watching it on YouTube, you can comment and share your story right there on YouTube and talk to Miss Chrissy D and share your comments. And you can also press like, share, and subscribe, because that's going to help us increase our YouTube numbers and get us more listeners that way also. So it would be greatly appreciated if you would comment, like, share, and subscribe. And also call into the show at 1-800-930-2819. You can call us now, and you can also call us the next time when Miss Chrissy D comes back, the first Friday of every month. So Miss Chrissy, tell us now about how we can get the pink files, and what is it? What is exactly, what does that mean?
The pink files, PMK, stands for power and knowledge. Something that I realized when I was going through my stuff that I didn't have what it was. So protecting yourself with the pink files will demand respect. It will give you worthiness. It's like it's like going to a house that has a dog and a gun. Are you gonna break in and give them a hard time? No, you're not, because you know they're prepared. You're gonna move on to the next one. The pink files are your gun and your dog. They're gonna protect you.
That's funny. Your gun and your dog. I love the wisdom, not weapons. Okay.
Yeah. So it is about power. It is about knowledge. We as women want to trust. When we go to court, the law, any of that stuff, we want to trust what we know is right. And I hate to say this, I'm telling you right now, don't trust, don't trust, don't trust. It is not the way you think. And from what I've learned, the law is a suggestion for the judges. And I've had so many examples of that. I was registered with FMEP, which is Family Maintenance Enforcement Protection. So when you're owed child support, $10,000, $20,000, this is a government agency that, and it's been ordered by the courts that they go and collect your money. My judge felt sorry for him and said, oh, he'd never be able to pay that back. And she wiped it out. So even though it's a court order and it's government sanctioned or whatever it is, that doesn't mean that that's what's going to happen. They're suggestions. So we need to protect ourselves with the pink files. This is a system that I have designed that has different categories in it. So as you're going through your life, whether or not you go through what I go through, or whether it's something else, maybe your husband has an accident on the way home and now you're thrown into trauma and you've got to figure out the same things I had to figure out. So this is a system where everything is going to be in one spot, nice and easy for you to access it. We're all smart.
Give us an example, Ms. Chrissy D, of what the files, like give us an example, 1, 2, 3, so we can picture it in our minds of what it could be.
Okay, so simply you start out with, do you have 3 years of your taxes at your fingertips? I don't know what it's like where you are, but where I am, if you don't, I thought I had them. I knew they were in the storage room in the basement somewhere, but if someone takes them and they're gone because they were preparing for that, now you've got to be on the phone dealing with CRA, the government, and trying to get copies of your taxes, which you need to go to court. And you've got 5 days to get to court because somebody summoned you, but it takes you 6 days to get through on the phone to CRA. So you need, it just adds so much stress onto everything else you're dealing with. So you want to have simple things like your records. Maybe you have a will, taxes. You want to have also proof. If you're running a business with somebody, you don't just want to have like bookkeeping, because the courts might go, yeah, well, that's just for tax purposes. I don't believe that, which is what happened in my case. The judge actually looked at our record and said, I don't believe you made that much money. So that let him off the hook for having to pay for all the stuff that he owed. Yeah. So you need to have proof besides just your bookkeeping. If you end up going through a divorce, there's certain things that there's five different things, and you'll see it in the kit, that you need to have completely organized if you're going to court, from protecting your kids to protecting yourself. So this organizes it. It lays everything out. And there's other sections there because you're going to have to defend your character. And you're going to count on your friends to do it. And some of your best friends are going to be too scared to do it. Where I live, witnesses aren't protected. So if someone sees that I'm bringing in one of my friends to be a character witness for me, your ex can phone them and intimidate them. And all of a sudden they don't want to get involved. So you need to have things that really show who you are as a person. I'm a good person. I have a lot of things to show that. But when you need it at the drop of a dime, it's not there. It takes time to prepare things. So, you know, you talked about, I just wanted to be a woman and embrace this horrible thing and cry. And I couldn't, because I was racing around looking for paperwork. I had to borrow money to get photocopies. I had to figure out how to get it to court. So these files, no matter what trauma you go through, everything's at your fingertips in one spot. And the other part of the pink files is money. You know what? Everything in this world costs money. And if you don't have it, you're not going to be able to protect yourself and be safe. So those are the kinds of things that it is going to educate you about. It's going to educate you on, in your community, where you can go to get help, how to look for grants, how to look for subsidies to help you pay for your rent so you can keep your child. All the things that I didn't know about.
Yeah. And so the pink files is a system that you designed and that you organized to help you be empowered. And we're going to make that system available to our audience during the next show in 1 month from now, the first Friday of the next month. And so be sure to call us up at 1-800-930-2819. Miss Chrissy D, we have 2 minutes. Give us a recap of the top three items of what it is that we can walk away with from today's show. We had 2 minutes.
You know what? The more that you're aware, the more you can keep yourself safe. Again, the pink files, everything's in there. It's going to keep you aware. The more knowledgeable you are, the more powerful you are. The more powerful you are, the more comfortable you're going to be. This is like the Me Too movement. This is about valuing ourselves. It's about what we bring. It's about we're worthy. We deserve to be safe. We deserve to be protected. We deserve to live free of anxiety and fear. So this is about getting your pink on so that we can live the life that we're supposed to live.
Wonderful. Wonderful. It's a beautiful show. I know these are all, you know, hard lessons that you experience, that many women experience, that many of us have had to overcome. And it doesn't have to be. And especially our millennials that are coming up today, we want to make sure that you are empowered and that you are not raising children in poverty again. Today that it's time to really fully wake up and raise your children, and I am worthy and I am honorable and I am deserving. Thank you everybody for tuning in. Thank you, Miss Chrissy D. You're awesome. Thank you for bringing this information out. We'll see you next time.
Thank you. See you, everybody.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Lady Boss, Women Inspiring Women, featuring leading edge entrepreneurs who are putting the focus on empathic leadership in today's modern day world. Text the word Cornelia to the number 22828 and receive her weekly newsletters. For more information on Cornelia Stephanie and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to corneliastephanie.com.